doing their part. Call now at 266-PIPE or visit online and saves you money. Call 294-2100 for Donald P. Dick, AC and Solar in Fresno. Hey, football fans, you know what makes a team great on the gridiron? It's when all the players do their part to make everything work. That's what Superior Pipe can do for your food processing plant, chemical plant, boiler service, or tank truck. Thanks to their reliable and durable pipes, valves, and fittings, you can be sure that everything that makes your team perform is running strong. And with their same-day service and competitive pricing, they'll help make sure all your players are doing their part. Call now at 266-PIPE or visit online at SuperiorPipeUSA.com today. Go Dawgs!
Summer means road trips, weekend getaways, and no time to waste. That's why drivers trust Grease Monkey in Fresno to get back on the road in a hurry. Their certified technicians deliver the fast professional service you need without sacrificing quality. No appointments, no waiting around, no wasted time, just fast, dependable service. Mention ESPN Fresno and receive $15 off your next oil change and $10 off your next smog service. Visit Grease Monkey on Blackstone just north of Sierra or in Milburn just south of Herndon. Online at greasemonkey.com.
Citizens Business Bank is a proud sponsor of the Fresno State Bulldogs. Hi, I'm Garrett Frank, Senior Vice President and Manager of Citizens Business Bank in Fresno. With more than 75 locations throughout California, we are a banking partner that understands your industry and your company. Whether you're expanding operations or planning for the future, Citizens Business Bank is here to help ensure your banking experience is smooth, convenient, and aligned with your success. Visit cbbank.com to learn how Citizens Business Bank can help contribute to your success. Citizens Business Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Uh-oh, did your office survive the week? Coffee stains throwing a party? Dust bunnies applying for management? Don't worry, Fresno. It's time to rise and shine. Rise and Shine Janitorial Services swoops in after hours and works their magic, scrubbing, sweeping, sanitizing, and making your workplace look like adults actually work there. Locally owned and proudly serving Fresno, they're dependable, detailed, and way more motivated than your Monday morning staff. So let your business sparkle without lifting a finger. Call Rise and Shine Janitorial Services today and wake up to clean.
Sports fans of the Central Valley, are you ready to step up your game day grilling? Step into the Butcher Boss and discover winning flavors the champions crave. Ask about their 5 for 35 deal, where you can feed up to 5 people for 35 bucks every day. Located right off the 41 north of Avenue 11, stop by the Butcher Boss today and become the boss of your barbecue.
Everybody, welcome to a disappointing one fourth line, the Bulldog Hour. As well, the good news is the Giants get out of the way in time. The bad news is they blow another lead and lose again. And I'm not going to belabor this because we're going to talk about the Bulldogs mercifully, but this is getting real old real fast. Anyway, we'll talk about it for a few minutes. And Phil, I'm sure, first of all, Phil is dancing in the streets because his beloved Red Sox have won 15 in a row. And I'd say this about the Giants. There is nothing a 15-game winning streak wouldn't solve right now. The Giants might have to go down and play double-A ball with this roster to do it, but one can always hope. 3-0 into the seventh, down 5-3 by the end of the seventh. And I've mentioned this before. Back in the 70s, the Cubs had a reliever named Oscar Zamora, and instead of being the fireman that comes in to put out the fire, he was part of the arson squad. He made it worse, and the Cub fans used to sing to him when he was coming in. They would use Amore, and they would say, when the pitch is so fat that the ball hits the bat, that's Zamora. I mention it hardly instills confidence in your performance when that is what your fan base is telling you. Well, the Giant bullpen again today. Roop, not bad through six, gives up a couple, but the bullpen implodes the rest of the way, and the Giants lose again, and they lose all three in Kansas City when they could have won all three, but that's the way it goes, and that's enough about my beloved San Francisco Giants. By the way, the A's are underway on 790 right now. Last I checked, they were down 2-1 to the D-backs, the deciding game of that series. Both teams are off tomorrow. I'll tell you all about the schedule for the rest of the week, and also today our regular shows, a little later in the show, courtesy, as always, of our good friend Ed Dunkel and his great business, Precision Civil Engineering, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management. It's all there under one roof. More information, 449-4500, or precisieneng.net on the web. When we go over the schedules for both 1430 and 790, I'll tell you all about the fundraising that Ed does through the Lyles College of Engineering there on campus for his alma mater, Fresno State. The goal, to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. It's worked beautifully over the years. A lot of those graduates go to work for Ed at Precision, and Precision, one of the very best civil engineering companies you're going to find anywhere in the world. So we'll go over that a little bit later on. Jack Furtick with me on his usual day today. He's been nice enough to jump aboard for Jackson, who's been on vacation. Jackson will be back with me on Friday. We'll get to Jack live and direct again from San Diego in just a couple of minutes. But first, as always, the lead dogs want to spend some time with you, beginning with our friends at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. They afford me the time every day to tell you about the weather. Terrific local people. They've been in NorCal and Central California since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. I've had them in to do work, even during COVID. Really professional people. Very nice, very efficient, very competitive with the pricing. Anything you need, Central Air Plumbing, Heating, Roofing, give them a call, 825-5337-825-LEES, or you can schedule on the web at leesair.com. As far as the forecast goes, a few degrees warmer than normal for this time of year. And this, by the way, the end of July into August is usually the hottest time of the year in this town. It's not oppressive right now. It's going to get close to that at the end of the 10-day. Right now, we're looking at 101 today. Still a little bit muggy overnight, by the way, at least last night. And the wildfires, they can make it a little unpleasant if the wind blows in the wrong direction. Looking at 100 tomorrow, the lows around 67 or 68. 102 on Friday, 103 on Saturday, 102 Sunday, and then a couple of hundreds to start Monday and Tuesday of next week. Not bad. Then it starts to get a little bit problematic in the extended 10-day. And one more time, the guys that know what they're doing with this, as opposed to me who just passes it along, they will tell you about the verifying and the modeling and how things can change. But if it holds right now, it's going to be 102, 104, and then 107 at the end of next week. So we'll see if it plays out that way. And the usual proviso, once again, enjoy the backyard pool, enjoy the lake, be very, very careful, and stay away from the rivers one more time. It's tempting, I know, but the water is a lot colder than you think, and the currents move much more quickly, and we don't, unfortunately, get through a weekend without hearing about some tragedy in the valley where somebody or bodies have not heeded that warning. So be very careful, and as always, we thank our friends at Lee's for allowing us the time to tell you about the weather. LeesAir.com, 825-5337-825-LEES. Anything you need, Central Air Plumbing, Heating, Roofing. They also sponsor the Lee's Air Hotline. That's how Jack will be on air with me in just a second, and how not only Gonzo in the morning and Phil in the afternoon can get guests on air, they can take calls from the general public. Gonzo 6 to A in the morning and Phil from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. 559-320-1430. That is the Lee's Air Hotline if you want to give both of those gentlemen a call. Final reminder comes courtesy of another good friend and a great benefactor at Fresno State, and that is Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, celebrating 26th anniversary, 26 years now in business. He's over at 4529 North Marty Avenue in town, Suite 103. You can give him a call at 266-7473. That's 266-PIPE, or on the web, superiorpipeusa.com for more information. Also, Gabe, who works for Joe, has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. Pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, it's all there for you. Anything you need, particularly if you're working around a valve, these are guys to see. Because if you have a problem with a valve, if you're a plant maintenance person, maybe a tanker delivery service operator, could be around a chemical plant, might be at a dairy, working around a boiler, anybody who relies upon a valve for the productivity of their business, if that valve starts to go down, your business can go down with it. One of the great aspects of Joe's business is the personalized same-day service, same-day estimates, the ability to sit down with you or take the phone call from you, find out what's going on. If it's a minor hit, it'll be a seamless transition. If you've already taken that big hit, he and Gabe will get you back up and running as soon as possible. This isn't a business where you get a voicemail tree or whatever. These are personalized businesses for Joe and for Gabe to address. And so you take your business personally, and they take their ability to help you personally as well. So stop in and see him. And what Joe would like to do, if you have a few minutes after he addresses the needs of your particular business, tell you what he has done as a benefactor at Fresno State for over 3 decades. And right now, the best avenue, go to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. You have a donate link right at the top. You can't miss it. Take you to different areas of potential donation. BulldogFoundation.org has a link. Under that header is Club Red. That's for former student-athletes to get involved. The major giving societies also have their links. We talk a lot about the Myers Champion Circle and, of course, Green Bee Society. They are under that header. And then under ways to give, you have Valley Co-op, which is the critically important matching funds entity. Valley Fueled is there. And then the sports clubs, where your money goes directly to the sport you choose. For instance, quarterback club for football, timeout club for men's basketball. Jack Furtick with me in just a moment to talk basketball and Bulldog football. Jack on the board of directors of the timeout club. He said they'd love to have more members. It doesn't cost that much. It's a great social organization, but also a lot of inside information when the coaches come in during the meetings that they have there at the timeout club. And Jack said, if you want more information, give him a call directly on his cell, 559-287-3305, or hit him up on his email, ferdyjack@aol.com. Also find links for other men's and women's sports there as well. For instance, Dugout Club. There are links for the boosters for softball. All of that under the methods of support and ways to give, and, of course, the sports clubs there under that link. And then finally, the singular header, More, is there for just that. More information for tickets and parking for all events on campus. Tell you how to order through iPhone or through Android devices. So it's one-stop shopping at GoBulldogs.com. And as we mentioned, as of the start of this month, we are back with 1430 and 790 being the flagship once again for Fresno State Athletics. And this time it comes with the very important partnership between the university and Chris and everybody at the radio station. It's there through Bulldog Sports Enterprises to drive things forward at Fresno State. If you want more information, 1430ESPNFresno.com. Chris, there to talk with you. Enrique, Ryan is there, Nico, anybody. If you want to get involved with your business, if you're a private individual just wants to get involved, contact those gentlemen. They'll tell you how it benefits Fresno State directly at this time when it's certainly critically important, particularly when, never mind what's going on in the rest of the country, you have states within the confines of the new PAC that are really helping out their universities more than does occur here in California, because the number of mouths to feed in the California State University and UC systems. So check all of that out at 1430ESPNFresno.com. University and the radio station working together, two local partners to try to drive things forward. Anyway, thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. Allow me the time to tell you how to donate. Thanks to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering. It'll afford me the time a little bit later to tell you all about the schedules for both stations. And thanks, as always, to our buddies at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. I'll tell you about the weather. And I also tell you the Lee's Air Hotline is being occupied right now by Sir Jack Furtick. 559-320-1430. Jack is on the line. He is in San Diego. He is sweating bullets because it's probably in the high 70s, maybe low 80s. So we want to make sure Jack is hooked up to an IV right now. We don't want to have any kind of heat issues. Jack, how you doing?
Good. Now, Tony, today's a normal San Diego day. We're down in the mid-70s. Yesterday was a scare. You know, got up to 80, but...
Shut up.
We powered through it, and now we're back to normal San Diego weather.
Yeah. If people don't spend time at San Diego, here's normal San Diego weather. You wake up, it's overcast, there's a little bit of a haze coming off of the ocean. It burns off at about 11 o'clock in the morning. You put your sweater away if you're a tender person, and then, if you had it on already, and then in the afternoon, you try to survive 75 degrees when you're in the middle of your second 18, getting ready to get to the 19th hole, where you will drink and play gin rummy until nightfall. And then you'll go home, you'll have a meal, you'll get to bed nice and early, and you'll get your healthy lifestyle back up and rolling the next day. Am I right about this, Jack?
That's the way it used to be for me. We have eliminated some of those things now, but yeah, that's the way. That's the lifestyle down here. It's If you can afford it, it's a great place to live.
Well, so you have the proviso there. I mean, it's getting more expensive here all the time, but, you know, what's costing you about $600,000-$700,000 here, housing-wise, will cost you roughly twice that much there. Or, if you'd like, you could go to San Francisco, where it'll cost you five times as much, and you'll say, why am I paying this much money for this? It's difficult, Jack, I understand, to live in this state. Somebody after 70 years here, somebody has pointed out to me, it might be a tad expensive to live here. Has that been your awareness of what it's like when, what is it, one out of every, what, eight people live here or whatever it is? The other seven can't afford it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I've only been here 31 years, so I'm not quite used to it yet.
Well, you came in with the Mega Millions to begin with, so I know that it was, again, you have more money in your couch cushions at the rest of
it. I was on a million-dollar contract when I came here. They were paying me a dollar a year for a million years.
That lied, right? Yeah. If I live to be $3 million, I'll be on Easy Street. Sometimes it feels that way. I'm going to live to be $3 million. You know? I mean, Jack, there are some days that I wonder, like I said, if Old Yeller should not be circled out behind the barn and the kids are told, Old Yeller ran away, kids. That's all there is to it. All right, that's enough of that. Jack, I want to start here with email land. This time of year, we can deviate a little bit from Fresno State. We certainly have talked about it all week, and we will get back to football, and it will be football-centric in a big hurry. Naturally, we had media day on Monday. But I try to get to the emails the best I can, tdad1@att.net, tdad, the number one, @att.net. So many of them about LeBron, and you and I have talked about this enough and what he might do or not do, and he's holding the league. What is it, America Held Hostage Day 22 or whatever it is? But what happened in Miami that has caused conspiracy theorists to take that propeller on the top of their hat and spin it around wildly, they're putting, Jack, the aluminum foil, the tin foil, around their ears even as we speak. The fact that that press release or whatever inadvertently got out there saying there's a presser coming up for LeBron, an introductory press conference with the Heat, and then it was said it was a mistake, that it was just their PR department getting ready just in case. A, do you buy that? And A+, if coincidentally, if this is the truth, it was just a mistake, but he ends up going there, is there anybody that's going to believe this wasn't just an inadvertent leak? How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I'm kind of numb to it. You know, LeBron deserves it, but it's he's stringing it out a little bit now. I mean, come on. You know, you make your decision. It's he's holding everybody up, including the league schedule. You know,
and that's the thing.
I don't know anybody else who's done it. I guess he deserves it. He's a great player, but I don't know why you have to do this. He knows where he wants to go. Just get it done.
Was it the only explanation, Jack, to hold it up right now? And he is. Your point is well taken. He is really hurting the league. It's not that they don't know the schedule already. Everybody knows their schedule. The league doesn't know where those national telecasts are going to go.
TV games, right.
Yeah, and the adjustment. And we're talking about Christmas games, et cetera. If you were to sign off with a team that they didn't expect him to go to, and all of a sudden that team was not playing one of the network games on Christmas Day, all that has to be adjusted, and then times have to be adjusted, not so much the day, but the time. But if it isn't just ego gratification, and I've said this before, LeBron is a great player, obviously, one of the best of all time. He's also, at his core, a really good guy. But he does enjoy the attention, and I think right now his feeling that the league is being taken over by the young guns, and that's true. He is kind of reveling in the sunshine in his early 40s that the league is revolving around him once again. But beyond that, Jack, from a pragmatic standpoint, from my point of view, the only way this makes sense is that if he is waiting for that one move, if he is right now looking at certain teams, if he's looking at Philly and saying, okay, they're ready-made, or Cleveland or Miami or even the Warriors or Minnesota or wherever, and he's saying, I'm going to give everybody one more chance to make that bold move. For instance, with the Warriors if he's still saying, you know what, if you guys are willing to deal three draft choices away, top draft choices, first rounders, for Anthony Davis, that could change my mind. If he's not waiting for that, and with each day the likelihood of that dwindles, I don't know beyond that, Jack, if it's not a personnel move, what he would be waiting for. Seriously. Ego gratification beyond that, I really don't see it, and I know you don't either.
Yep, I agree. And if they give three first-round draft picks for Anthony Davis, they're crazy.
Well, and they're not going to do that, not for the guy whose nickname is Street Clothes. I mean, they already have that. I've brought this up a million times. Kristaps Porzingis, who was the unicorn. He won a title with Boston not that many years ago. Is a wonderfully talented player, but like I've told you, his full name ought to be the oft-injured Kristaps Porzingis, because that's inevitable. Anthony Davis, tremendously talented player, when healthy. You've coached, you and I have talked about it, Jack, any sport, repeat after me, the best ability, Jack, is?
Availability. That's right.
And, you know, Warriors have enough of that already. You have Curry, who missed 37 games. You have Al Horford, who cannot play back-to-back games right now. You've got Porzingis sitting there. If LeBron were to come in, you have his issues. It would be the over-the-hill gang rides again. That's why I don't think LeBron will go there. But one more time, and I'll move away from this. Since Steph has said he's going to play at least two more years, he'll sign an extension with the Warriors this summer. Draymond will opt back in for 2 years. There's no question if LeBron is saying, irrespective of landing point, that he's going to play, LeBron is going to play for 2 years, as you and I talked yesterday, then yes, he can take a flyer on the Warriors for a year with an option for a second year. If they don't stay healthy, if they're not good enough, he can enjoy his golf with Steph and the quick trip back home, just 50 minutes from JSA, that's the charter company, back home to L.A. The proximity, his wife and daughter staying there, he could enjoy a year in the Bay, and if it doesn't work out, then that final year, the year after this one coming up, he can go to the ready-made locale, whether it's San Antonio or Philly or wherever. But if he's only going to play for 1 year, Jack, as I said to you yesterday, he cannot come to the Warriors for just a one-year proposition in his own mind. That's too risky. So if it is just 1 year, is it Philly in your mind? Is it Miami? Is it go to San Antonio and just make sure they win? Where would you tell him to go, or back home to Cleveland? What would you say if this for sure is just 1 year? And he's not going to tell us that, but he's probably going to know it going in. What would be your advice?
I'd probably go back to Cleveland. You know, that's where he's from, go Akron anyway, which is close by. Might as well go there and, you know, close out a great career in his hometown.
Well, I think the one thing that mitigates against that, or Miami, and I'm not saying he's not going to either, is the been there, done that, and it may be that as much as he is intrigued by either or both, he has already done that. So if he were to select something to enhance his legacy, he might want to go somewhere else, and maybe that somewhere else is Philly, because the Sixers haven't won since Dr. J was there in the early 80s as far as winning the whole thing. So we'll see what happens, but it is, like I said, America held hostage right now, and I think by the end of the week he's going to have to say something. At least Adam Silver is kind of making it clear that he would like him to say something. Anyway, guys, in email land, that's the best I can do for you. All right, Jack, I want to ask you here about the conversation that I was having yesterday about Brett Yormark. Brett Yormark, of course, is a very aggressive commissioner of the Big 12, and I had mentioned that Yormark, and one more time, he did everything a human being could do to get Fresno State in the Big 12, even after the implosion that sent the corner schools to the Big 12, and having the networks having to pay for those corner schools made it a very easy decision by the university presidents and in the Big 12. That's what cost Fresno State the slot. But even after that, immediately after that, Yormark went right back to the networks, first to ESPN and then to Fox, and begged a chance to bring UConn and Fresno State in. He thought they would be perfect fits. Okay, one of the reasons UConn, and the network said, we do not have the money right now. And Brett said, maybe we will revisit this in 2026. And I said, Jack, 2 years ago, there will be no money in 2026. This is before the PAC and all that stuff, the inviting of Fresno State, but that there wasn't going to be money, and there won't be until the contracts are done at the end of the decade now. But, Jack, what your Mark has said is that he thinks a 24-team football conference that would make up all of the Southwest, and you have Cincinnati, of course, and you have UCF in Florida, but the core of the Big 12 in Texas, and then the core of what right now the PAC is, which is a West Coast-based organization with a few mountain schools, that he is talking 24 teams, Jack, and that mathematically would mean 16, which he already has, and 8 that happen to be right now in the PAC. But I had mentioned that as much as he likes that idea without being that specific, I don't believe he's going to be around in the Big 12 as commissioner when we get to 20, 30, or 31, simply because he's very aggressive, and you know this, university presidents are not. And I had the question, where would he go, to another college organization? My answer, Jack, and I want to get your take on this, he spent, 22 years with the Brooklyn Nets. He's a master marketer. I think you look at that NBA team coming up in Vegas in 2028. Your Mark is a basketball guy. He loves the glitz and glamour of New York. That's why he loved the UConn situation, and he loves the glitz and glamour of Vegas. I think, Jack, that he is going to leave for a marketing position, a front office position with the new team in Vegas and the NBA in 2028-29. What say you?
Yeah, I think especially if the other two, if the SEC and the Big Ten break off, I can see that happening. But I know we talked about that yesterday, and I will make this prediction. If the Big Ten and the SEC break away, one of the two commissioners will be fired at one time or another in the next couple of years after that. I just think that there are too many variables. In answer to your original question, your Mark, yeah, I believe he will be. I think he'd love to go to Vegas, and Vegas and Seattle will be the next two NBA franchises. Right. Yep. And you know they're going to need marketing people, and that's right up his alley.
And you know this well with Vegas basketball in particular, because of Tark, Vegas is still a basketball town. Now, look, we have seen the Golden Knights do a terrific job. They also were given a gift by the National Hockey League that will never happen again. The rest of the league will never let it happen again. They were given favored son status to draft and bring a team together in Vegas, and it made them viable right away. They didn't have to pay the inevitable 4 or 5 or 6 years of suffering that expansion teams normally do. So that's an aberration. But beyond that, what we have seen is the WNBA has done very well. They've won titles, obviously. But basketball is a sport that, because of Tark, is part of the public consciousness in Vegas. UNLV hasn't played great lately. But more than football, where it's once a week, and that's why you get so many out-of-towners coming in, because they can, the Bears fans can show up for their one game, or the Steelers or whatever. Basketball being played at each times a year in the NBA, you need a local following. Baseball at 162 in the heat of Vegas, we'll see how that's going to work ultimately. I just think, Jack, that if you have the right marketer, that would be the sport that Vegas will wrap its arms around as a local entity. And that's where I believe the same thing will happen, that your Mark will go there. What does that mean for the fate of a major conference? Do you think it's your Mark driving this by himself about, and I understand what he's getting at, saying, hey, we need to protect our territories out west.
Sure.
We, you know, SC and UCLA are in the Big Ten. So are Oregon and Washington. But there is no West Coast-based conference but the PAC. We are, talking about the Big 12, as we have been since we've the Southwest Conference, a Southwestern, Texas-based proposition. We have to protect our turf. Do Do you think others will feel that way? Or will it be everybody draw back in if the aggressive guy, if that lead dog, isn't mushing the sled anymore?
That's a good question, and you're you know more about it than I do. You were a lot closer to your mark. I don't know him. I wouldn't know him if he walked in the room. I don't know. They're pretty big shoes to fill if in fact he does leave the Big 12 or whatever that conference is going to be called. He's going to be holding the cards, so they're going to have to pony up something really big for him to keep him.
Outside, Jack, of that kind of merger, never mind the Big 12 itself, because as I mentioned, when they had the corner schools handed to them because of the existing contract at ESPN, by the way, ESPN, who was, of course, in the middle of layoffs galore again right now after they acquired NFL Network. I think most people who read all the sports blogs, et cetera, are aware of this. ESPN has been spoken out of both ears about that contract that forced them to pay for those corner schools coming along. The university presidents of the Big 12 were more than happy to take the freebies, and they were satisfied at 16. As I mentioned, Yormark wanted to go 17 and 18 immediately, literally days after that decision. Now, all of a sudden, if they decide, if he leaves, that 16 is where they want to stay, Jack, where does that leave the pack? Where in the world do you go? We've talked about expansion of the pack beyond 8 in the long term, but you got to go with viability. Where is viability that's within reach? You can sit and dream about certain schools, but reality tells you what about the rest of the country. The schools that are available, are they worth it? The ones you want, are they ever going to be available? What is your guess right now? And is it about that breakaway of the Big Ten and the SEC that might change everybody's point of view?
Yeah, that'll definitely change everything, especially if they pick up, like you said yesterday, Miami, Florida State, North Carolina, and Clemson. Then I think you get the pack has, you get, obviously, you're going to get Cal and Stanford back. You're going to get UNLV. And I guess that would give them 12 football schools, is that right? So
yeah, if UNLV can mend fences and can get out of whatever in the world they're doing in the Mountain West right now, and as we've talked, the athletic entity there is furious at the academic end, and you've been around enough universities to know it is that. I told you jokingly how it works at the house, where I told you my wife gets a vote, I get a vote, and she breaks all ties. Well, you know this at universities the same way, right? The athletic department gets a vote, the academic end, which is led by the president, gets a vote, and then the academic end breaks all ties, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, they always say the window of your university is through your athletic program, mainly football and basketball. And, I remember Jimmy Valvano saying how after they won the national championship, the number of applications tripled. NC State, and that's how it is everywhere. So, academics used to be the reason you went to college, and it's becoming less and less. And the academic people are having less and less power if they had very much to begin with.
Jack, are you excited about the PAC? I mean, it's not. You and I grew up with the Pac-8, and I've mentioned this before, it actually wasn't called the Pac-8 officially until 1968. In reality, it was the Pac-8 by rote throughout the 60s. Right. They had six teams, and it was always the four California schools, SC, UCLA, Cal, Stanford, two Oregon schools, Oregon State, and the two Washington schools, Washington State, perfect geography, and that was what we grew up with. It was a viable conference. It was, as Bill Walton said, the conference of champions. It always was. But right now, the iteration that we view, which is fundamentally made up of the best of the Mountain West schools from the past, are you excited about what you're seeing just with the eight schools that are playing football right now.
Yeah, I am, because I think that you have some pretty solid football schools, and I think that you have built-in fan bases for those schools, and you know, obviously it's gonna take good football, to convince people that it's a viable conference and belongs, you know, let's say in the upper echelon. But that just remains to be seen, you know, how they do. But I'm excited for it. I was at Washington State and Oregon when it was the Pac-8. I was at USC when it was the Pac-10.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of grew up with that conference. And so I'm biased toward it. But yeah, I think it's going to be pretty exciting. I think there's a lot of they were talking about on the podcast how, you know, people were talking about it and now all of a sudden it's real. You know, before they were saying, well, you have Pac-12 and whatever, and now it's, you know, getting to the point where, hey, they're actually going to kick this thing off. And you know, you're going to have some conference games which are going to either give credence or wipe it out, depending on how the schools, how the Pac-12 plays. But yeah, I'm interested I'm an interested observer, let's put it that way.
You bring up something, Jack, that I have touched upon in the past, and that is normally, particularly in long-standing conferences, there's animosity that builds up over the years. And when you get to the postseason, even though you have schools that are carrying your flag, if you will, for your conference, there are a lot of people, and not just fans, I'm talking about administrators, that privately are pulling against the schools in their conference because there is animosity. But I always think about when you are a startup conference, which is what the PAC is right now. Okay, the branding is not new, but this is a brand new configuration. There's no doubt about it. You have the two holdovers that were left at the altar, Oregon State and Washington State, who were the inviters, and the rest are the invitees, and the vast majority, five of the remaining six, are coming from the Mountain West. I always think about what our great friend Tom Flores said. Tom, of course, the Sanger native, Hall of Famer, and one of the terrific coaches, and was also a very good player, by the way. But he was part of the old AFL before the merger, when the AFL was thought of as an inferior league and that they were not going to last and they were losing money, and the Lombardis of the world thought the NFL was drastically superior and thought they didn't belong on the same field with them. The AFL did not belong against the NFL. And Tom Flores said in those first four Super Bowls, after they agreed to the merger, but they were still separate leagues, he said, as much as, for instance, when he was with the Raiders or with the Chiefs, they hated each other. And believe me, people that are not of my age do not understand how much the Raiders and Chiefs, you think they dislike one another. Now, it was a brawl every blessed time they played. It was cheap shots galore. And Tom Flores said, even though we couldn't stand one another and they would play each other in the conference and league title games, the minute, Jack, it was time for the Super Bowl, it was all for one and one for all, because whoever was in from the AFL was representing the credibility of that league. That's all there is to it. And even if you hated them, you wanted them to win because you didn't want the NFL to say you weren't good enough. Does the PAC have any of that going for it? As much as you can't stand Boise State or you can't stand this school or that school, that when it's time for these interconference games, grudgingly you have to pull for the credibility of your conference, or is that asking too much out of people?
No, absolutely. You have to. You're a league that's trying to knock on the door of the echelon above, and the only way to do it is if your league can knock off some of those other teams. So you have to put those personal grudges aside and pull for them. You know, as opposed to, let's say, the SEC, where Auburn is not going to root for Alabama.
Well, they don't have to. That's the point, Jack. They don't
right.
have to. They can't stand right. each other.
And
they're not
exactly
make
right.
pretense of it.
Right. And
you can
and
play
the
Michigan in the title game. Alabama could play Michigan in the title game, but Auburn would say Michigan by 60 at least, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure. And exactly. And Ohio State would be rooting for the opposite. So
that's correct. Absolutely right.
Yeah. But no, you're right. They have to. The Pac-12 has to pull together in order to give the league credibility.
Jack, we are out of time, but I want to continue this conversation next week. But I want to ask you here, the fundraising went very well, BDF, et cetera. You've been around this. Is it possible to fundraise in bulk here, or do you have to look at the individual well-heeled benefactors that may not have been contacted yet because they're not part of the university inner circle? I know people say it's a combination of the two, but if you had to choose one or the other, can you go grassroots, which would be a little bit from a lot of people, or do you have to go and look for those benefactors that can really write the big check? And are they here to do that these days? Because a lot of them have aged out. Either they have left us as far as no longer being alive, or they're just not at a position in their life to do this anymore.
No, I think the latter. I think you have to go after the big benefactors. Although prior to John Welty and Thomas Bay screwing up the Bulldog Foundation, Pat Ogle really had it going with that grassroots. He had different teams. He had leaders. These guys went out and they were raising tons of money, and then they disbanded it for, ego and power reasons. But one thing you're going to have to do, you have some very good athletes. You have to treat the former athletes better. You can't just ask them for money. And it's the same thing with the big hitters. You're going to have to not necessarily wine and dine, but you just have to treat them better. You can't just look at them as checkbooks. You have to pay more attention to people. The problem you have with the grassroots is that because you have a large number of Hispanic students who are now gaining entrance, getting an opportunity to get a degree, you're having a very young alumni base. And these are guys who are getting out of school, and they're getting jobs for $50,000 and $60,000. They're not going to be giving legacy donors, where
Jack, we have to hold the
three generations
right there,
of their family went to Fresno State. So I think that right now you're going to have to go after the big hitters, and you're going to have to treat them better. And I do think there are plenty of big hitters, especially the farming community, that could really help and get behind Fresno State. It is the main game in town. I think it can be done. And I think, it's, as we've said before, winning is the thing that's going to get all these people behind the athletic programs.
Well, win September 4th, the Coliseum, you get a lot of people's attention. And as I've said, you're going to have a lot of games that are going to come down to the last 5 minutes. I hope that's one of them, because the Bulldogs are going to play great defense. They're going to control the football, and it's going to come down to that five-minute mark, the clutch time or crunch time, whatever you want to talk about it. We'll see what happens. And, Jack, appreciate the time. Enjoy your time in San Diego. We'll reconvene next week, and I'll leave you with Steve Martin's thought when he first started his career and he was at the Groundlings, and they were going to take one side of a 45. Remember the old 45, the records? They were going to press one side of the 45 and sell it. They wanted to sell. Their idea was to sell a million of them for $1 each. And Steve said, I got a better idea. Why don't we try to find one guy who's willing to spend $1 million for one of them? Okay. I don't think it worked, but it was a wonderful idea nonetheless. And last night, Jack, Steve landed on his feet. Okay. Jack, appreciate it. Enjoy your time. Talk to you next week. Take care, my friend.
Bet. Thanks, Tony.
All right, guys, Jack Furtig again, furtigjack@aol.com, 559-287-3305. Join the Timeout Club. take a break, come back, wrap things up, tell you about the schedule, hand it off to Phil, and he will tell you that the Red Sox are going to win tonight and make it 16 in a row, which is 16 more than the Giants have in their streak right now. On this Wednesday, the Bulldog Hour continues on Central Valley Sports Leader, 1430 ESPN.
Players do their part to make everything work. That's what Superior Pipe can do for your food processing plant, chemical plant, boiler service, or tank truck. Thanks to their reliable and durable pipes, valves, and fittings, you can be sure that everything that makes your team perform is running strong. And with their same-day service and competitive pricing, they'll help make sure all your players are doing their part. Call now at 266-PIPE or visit online at SuperiorPipeUSA.com today. Go Dawgs!
Summer means road trips, weekend getaways, and no time to waste. That's why drivers trust Grease Monkey in Fresno to get back on the road in a hurry. Their certified technicians deliver the fast professional service you need without sacrificing quality. No appointments, no waiting around, no wasted time, just fast, dependable service. Mention ESPN Fresno and receive $15 off your next oil change and $10 off your next smog service. Visit Grease Monkey on Blackstone just north of Sierra or in Milburn just south of Herndon. Online at greasemonkey.com.
Citizens Business Bank is a proud sponsor of the Fresno State Bulldogs. Hi, I'm Garrett Frank, Senior Vice President and Manager of Citizens Business Bank in Fresno. With more than 75 locations throughout California, we are a banking partner that understands your industry and your company. Whether you're expanding operations or planning for the future, Citizens Business Bank is here to help ensure your banking experience is smooth, convenient, and aligned with your success. Visit cbbank.com to learn how Citizens Business Bank can help contribute to your success. Citizens Business Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Uh-oh, did your office survive the week? Coffee stains throwing a party? Dust bunnies applying for management? Don't worry, Fresno. It's time to rise and shine. Rise and Shine Janitorial Services swoops in after hours and works their magic, scrubbing, sweeping, sanitizing, and making your workplace look like adults actually work there. Locally owned and proudly serving Fresno, they're dependable, detailed, and way more motivated than your Monday morning staff. So let your business sparkle without lifting a finger. Call Rise and Shine Janitorial Services today and wake up to clean.
Weddings, birthdays, quinceañeras, whatever the celebration or occasion, look your best without breaking the bank. At Fresno Suit Outlet, they've got you covered with their three-suit deal. Three suits, three shirts, three ties, three belts, three pairs of socks, and three hankies, just $3.99. Plus, shoes start at just $39.99. Swing by the new location today, 5135 North Blackstone with a golden horse in front, for the same unbeatable deals, only at the Fresno Suit Outlet, FresnoSuitOutlet.com.
Hey, it's Phil Bonatti from Behind the Bench. Summer's here, and that means a lot of us are either heading to the lake, taking a family trip, or hitting the beach. It's a fun time of year, but with more people on the road, it's always smart to stay alert and drive safe. But if the unexpected happens and you're hurt in an accident that wasn't your fault, give Davis and Van Wagenen a call. They're great to work with. They'll fight for your compensation you deserve. Have a great summer and stay safe out there. From me and my friends at Davis and Van Wagenen.
Attention, Central Valley. The fashion furniture inventory overstock sell-off is going on now. Save up to 50% on clearance, closeouts, overstocks, and one-of-a-kind items. When they're gone, they're gone. No restocks. Plus, special financing is available. Big savings from the largest, locally owned, independent furniture store in the valley for every room of your home. The fashion furniture inventory overstock sell-off is happening now. Shop today.
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar. Let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Account subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Lightning round, 2 minutes to go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to McKenna on the board. Thanks to Jack Furtig, as always. Matt Norville with me tomorrow. Thanks always to Joe Crew, Superior Pipe Stainless Supply, our friends at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing, and, of course, to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, affords me the time to tell you about the schedule. And right now, I will tell you the Giants, after blowing a 3-0 lead and losing 5-4 and getting swept in Kansas City, they're off tomorrow. they will be back home to play the Angels on Friday. The A's are getting killed right now, 11-2 in the deciding game in Arizona, and the A's will be heading to Minnesota. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Mind you about the great shows, Phil, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, with his outstanding show, Behind the Bench, including Thursdays at Fashion and Furniture with Buddy Rod Evedikian. Overstock sale going on right now, El Paso across from River Park. Best furniture you're going to find anywhere. The great conversation of Phil's show. You can reach Phil in the afternoon and Gonzo with his terrific show, Valley Rise Show, in the morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. You can reach them on the Lee's Air hotline, 559-320-1430. Paul Medeiros has a really great show on Saturday mornings, live from First Ring Sports, 10 a.m. to noon on 1430. That's Central Valley Sports Report. I am with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, TDAD1, at att.net, TDAD, the number one, at att.net. First names are fine. For the station, 1430 ESPNFresno.com. Get the live links and podcast there. Get the app. Makes it a lot easier to listen. Get involved with Bulldog Sports Enterprises if you can. Really important to drive things forward at Fresno State. You can contact Chris or Enrique or Ryan or Nico, anybody at the station. They will certainly help you out. Final reminder here as I let you go. We will be back with Jackson Moore, who's been out of town. On Friday, Jackson is back. We'll go over everything with Fresno State. And again, tomorrow I'll tell you more at length about Ed Dunkel and his great business, Precision Civil Engineering. But I want to thank Ed for everything he does for Fresno State, in addition to his fundraising throughout the Valley. He's always promoting Fresno State. We really appreciate it. We will see you guys tomorrow. Phil coming up for 3 hours. Give him a call on the Lee's Air hotline. This is KFIG Fresno.
And the community around you. When you choose to bank local with FFB Bank, your deposits don't sit on the sidelines. They help fund local businesses, create jobs, and strengthen the neighborhoods you serve. With business accounts designed for you, local decision making, and a team that understands your goals, FFB is here to help you grow. Because your success is everyone's success. Be the one who builds community while building your business. Visit FFB.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Donald P. Dick Super Saver Program is an annual maintenance membership for your home's heating and air conditioning.